Lewis.
Ender Brady, good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie. Good to speak to you again.
You too, Ender. Charlie Gard's parents have withdrawn their legal battle over treatment.
Yes. So, effectively, Charlie Gard will die at some point in the next few days. It is his birthday in a fortnight, and his parents have issued a heartbreaking statement, really. It was a very, very difficult thing to watch his dad and his mum on the steps of the High Court after that legal application was withdrawn, and their words are just incredible. They have put up such a fight, but ultimately the most recent scans and all of the medical evidence, they've just accepted that nothing can now be done for the little baby boy. His dad, Charlie's dad, Chris, did point out, however, that in his view a lot of time has been wasted, and they will always wonder what if they had been allowed to treat him many months ago as they had wished. So it's a horrible case. There are no winners in this. The parents have been extraordinarily strong, and some words today from Pope Francis in the Vatican. He has followed their case, and he says right now he feels especially close to the parents.
Very sad indeed, Ender. Now, Boris Johnson is in New Zealand.
Yes, he is. Two-day trade mission, basically, trying to sort out a post-Brexit deal with the Kiwis. He's been made very welcome, and of course, a traditional Maori greeting when you arrive and you're a foreign dignitary is the hongi, the rubbing of noses. Boris is always one for great words, and he described the hongi. He said, you wouldn't want to do it in a pub in Glasgow. It could be misinterpreted. So, reading between the lines there, a headbutt in Scotland, they call a headbutt a Glaswegian kiss. Mm-hmm. And so Boris is basically comparing the hongi, the traditional Maori rubbing of noses, to a Scottish headbutt. So let's see how that goes down on his trade mission. He also describes, to be fair to him, he describes New Zealand as the most breathtaking country he has ever visited, and Boris has seen quite a few, and he said the landscape he has seen is it's the only country in the world that would do justice to Tolkien's imagination, of course, New Zealand and Lord of the Rings. But Boris will today meet Bill English, their new PM, and get cracking on hopefully bringing back some sort of a decent deal post-Brexit.
Yeah, I'm sure he's amongst friends. Beautiful country indeed is New Zealand. Now, you got to sit down with Chris Froome yesterday. What did he reveal to you, Ender?
He wants to race the Tour de France another 5 times at least. Now, he's won it 4 times already. He's pushing on, and he said it would mean the world to him to win it one more time. If he wins it one more time, that puts him into the bracket of the greatest winners of all time. Eddie Merckx, Miguel Indurain, Bernard Hinault. They won it 5 times, so Froome has 4 in the bag. There was a special reception at Sky yesterday, a welcome home for the victorious team, and our reception area, they had a mocked-up mini Arc de Triomphe. Everyone was wearing yellow. I wore a yellow tie on TV, I think, for the first time in my career, and it was so much fun, and a very good interview, actually. I love interviewing Froome because he's such an intelligent man. He really is. And as soon as the interviews were done, I said, so what are you doing tonight, a night off? And he said, no, I'm flying to Belgium to race in a Criterium. So he actually cycled a bike race in Belgium last night. He woke up in Paris, he came to London for the reception, and then over to Belgium to race. Incredible.
It is. What endurance he certainly has. Now, West Ham has had the checkbook out. Who have they signed?
You'll remember a guy called Chicharito, young Hernandez of Manchester United, Mexican striker. He had a good time at United. He scored goals for them. Then he went off to the Bundesliga in Germany, and he rattled in goals there. He really did. West Ham have got the checkbook out, $25 million approximately for Chicharito, who becomes a hammer. So let's see how he goes with them. West Ham are spending some good money this summer and making some strong investments, as are Everton. I'm still waiting for Liverpool to land a couple of defenders, but let's see how it goes. That's a big signing for West Ham. I hope he scores goals for them.
Yeah, indeed. We'll keep an eye on the transfer market, no doubt. Ender Brady, have a wonderful Tuesday.
See you, Ollie, and you, mate.